Okay, good morning. We are Parashat Nitzavim, and we're standing a few days before Rosh Hashanah. Next week it's going to be Rosh Hashanah. And the Parasha is telling us, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lifnei Hashem. You are standing now, all of you, in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ashechem, Shivtechem, Ziknechem, everybody, all Am Yisrael. We just started now.
Here's this the minute. Card
for
you.
Thank you. So, what's the meaning of Nitzavim Hayom today? Today is like we're standing out in front of Rosh Hashanah, and one of the important things is to understand and realize. Rashi says, "Why is this parsha right after the last parsha, which is, if you remember, all the curses, unbelievable, you know, you read them and you really get depressed." So says Rashi, that Am Yisrael really got depressed, so in order to encourage them and tell them, "Oh, it's okay, you know, you see, you haven't been exactly great tzaddikim, and you're still standing here." In other words, the curses didn't happen, and nothing happened to you. You were standing here in front of God. So there is a very interesting question. What's going on? From one side, they tell us all those curses. On the other side, they say, "Calm down, it's okay, nothing is going to happen." So why do you tell us about the curses? If the curses got no meaning, why do you tell us? Just to get us depressed and then tell us, "Oh, it's okay, it's not, nothing happened." And if you tell me nothing has happened, so who cares? Who cares about the curses at all? So you have to understand what's going on here. The thing is that if we go to the end of the last parsha, we will see it's written a brit. What is the brit? A covenant with God. But here it's written again a brit. Lo avrecha bebrit Hashem Elokecha. So Or HaChaim HaKadosh is asking, what's going on here? Is this the same brit? The same covenant that they had last week? So if it is, why do you tell us again? Tell us, go on, and tell us about the same thing. He says, no, there is a different. And the different is that last parsha, that parsha was talking to each one of us as an individual. In our parsha, we are considered together. Kol Yisrael arevim ze bazeh. This brit is between us, all of us, all Am Yisrael, standing in front of God as one. That's why the Torah is telling us, Rashichem, Shiftechem, Ziknechem, Shotrechem. Like it's, you said already, all of you. So why do you start and telling us all those details? The heads of the tribes, the elders, the police, the policemen, all the people of Israel. And then again, Tapchem, the children, your wives, the Gerim. But now we understand. The Torah is telling us, this is not another brit. This is a different one. Here in this brit, we are being a part of a nation that each one of us, they say, Kol Yisrael arevim ze bazeh. What's the meaning? We are all mingled together. In other words, a part of me is in you, a part of you is in here, and we all really want one thing. Now, if we realize this, we have to understand another important thing. Why is the Torah telling us all those details about the heads and also those who bring water? What's all those details the Torah is telling us? Don't think for a minute that because you may be an important guy, that you are more important from the guy who cleans the floor. No, you are exactly the same. You are all a part of one thing that is called Am Yisrael. So now, the thing is, if you're standing alone, yes, all those curses that you read last week can happen to you. But if you want to be saved, what should you do?
Tshuva.
Also, and be a part of the congregation. Be a part of Am Yisrael. The minute you are a part of Am Yisrael, it's like always I say it, it's that Bilam HaRasha wanted to find a sin that everybody is doing in Am Yisrael. Why? Because this was the only way you could curse Am Yisrael. So it's like, we always give this sample, that somebody's got a hole in his coat. But as long as the hole is only in the coat, you cannot see his flesh. But if he's got also a hole in his shirt, you still cannot see anything because it's got,
protection?
It's got a jumper, it's got something underneath it also. Only if you have a hole in the jacket, in the blouse, and in his underwear, then you can see his flesh. Yes? Also no. Only if it's in the same place. Because if the hole in the jacket is here, and the hole in the blouse is here, and the hole in the underwear is here, you still cannot see the flesh. In other words, let's say that we are all Am Yisrael, and we're not tzaddikim. Everybody's got his problem. But the minute that we are together, we are covering each other. So even if I have a problem here, I'm covered by my friend. And if my friend's got a problem here, he's also covered by his friend. It's like this guy going with a jacket. So in other words, you're always covered if you are a part of the whole. If you can be together, all of us, then and only then, you are being saved. And if you remember last week also, we talked about the phrase Ashkifa, that is normally used as a bad thing. But when you do chesed, when you do good things, and you are part of Am Yisrael, and you give also to the poor and to your friends, then you even can turn Midat HaDin to Midat HaRachamim. In other words, in order to change, in order to stand in front of God in Rosh Hashanah, the best thing to do is be a part of the congregation. Help each other. Love each other. And this is what God wants us to do.
So,
we have now the recipe. How to go through Rosh Hashanah. So, how you become a part of the congregation? How you become a part of Am Yisrael? When people need you. How people need you? When you help them. In other words, if we help each other, then we are a part of Am Yisrael, and then Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. We all will stand in front of God and we show Him that we are together. And we were talking about the election. Before the election, nobody was together. But now, before Rosh Hashanah, they're getting together. Unfortunately, it's not because of Rosh Hashanah. It's because of other reasons. But who knows? Maybe mitoch shelo lishma yavo lishma. Maybe with, even if they haven't got the good intention, maybe something will work on them and they will see that to be together is much better than to be separated and to hate each other. Maybe people will start love each other. Who knows?
I've got a friend who's 37 years old and she's living in her own flat and all her neighbors have provided them with cooked meals.
Yes.
Between them because she's too weak to cook.
Very nice. That's exactly what we're talking about. Helping each other. This is what's the meaning. What are all those curses? And then you tell us everything is okay? Yes. If you are a part of Am Yisrael, if you do good to your friends, then you are covered. Then you stand in front of God. Also, we are here for a limited time. But people sometimes think that they are going to live forever. But we all know it doesn't happen. And the Torah is telling us, "Ubacharta b'chaim," you should choose life. Anybody here wants to choose death? Well, what's the Torah telling us? Choose life? Of course I'm going to choose life. But that's exactly the point. What is life? Life is not waking up in the morning, eating, drinking, watching television and going to sleep. Eating, drinking, going to sleep. That's life? That's not life. That's an animal. Animal does the same. Wakes up, eats, drinks, goes to sleep. But we are not animals. We are human beings. And as human beings, we have to act accordingly. So life, for us, is being connected to the Torah. That's life. There is no other life. And it means that we have to invest what we've got with the right thoughts. For example, there was this place that was like, people were living like in those, like it was Everything was ruined there. It was coming down, like it was an old buildings, a whole neighborhood that was laying. Really, things are starting to collapse. It was very dangerous to live there. So the government decided, you know what? We're going to destroy everything here and build it from the beginning in an interesting system. We are going to, first of all, give you a place in caravans to live an area. You can live there for a while, and while you're living there, everybody's going to get money to build his own home. It's in your hands. You can build whatever you want to. Everybody gets a certain amount of money to build his home. Very nice. It's okay. They took them to those caravans, and now happened something very interesting. Some of the people looked at the caravan and says, "Well, this is not a way to live. We have to redo the place." So they invested in this caravan, kitchen, big television, and of course a car outside, and nice clothes and holidays, and they forgot about building. They spent all the money on the caravan, which is very stupid. There were others that had a little seichel in their heads, and they said, "You know what? We want to live nicely here, but we must also build something." So they enjoyed life and also started building on the plot their house. And everybody did what he wanted. But then they were those clever guys. They understood, this caravan, it's only for a limited time. I'm not going to invest in this caravan, nothing. Only what I need to survive. Because all the what I've got, I'm going to spend on building my house, which there I'm going to live. That's my home. That's not my home. That's only a temporary thing. And of course, they built those beautiful houses. The time came, and buses came to take everybody to the new neighborhood. And everybody's going on the buses. They're driving. They're getting to the new neighborhood. And what they saw was not very nice. Some of the places, nothing was there. Some of the places, there was a hole. They started, didn't do anything. Some of the places, there were houses half built. And here and there, you had those clever guys, and they had those beautiful homes. Unbelievable. So the people said, "Oh, well, okay, you know what? Nothing happened. Let's go back to the caravans." They said, "Sorry. While you were driving here, we knocked down all those caravans. Nothing. It's empty. It's nothing there anymore. We brought bulldozers, and they took everything away. That's it. Nothing. You have to stay here." Now they understood the mistake they did. But there is here a bigger lesson. We understand that those stupid people were so stupid doing what they did. And we maybe understand the clever people, but we don't understand them. Because imagine to yourself that you as a clever guy build this beautiful house. But where do you live? In the slums. So you have a beautiful house, but when you look out, what have you got there? Nothing. Is this good life? So what was their mistake?
Didn't help others.
That's exactly the point. You cannot look only on yourself. You have to help your fellow man. That's the idea of the Torah. So even they gave you money, they gave you the facility, they gave you the power, and you understand what is right and what is wrong, what should you do? Go to your neighbor and tell him, you are being stupid. What are you doing? You have to build your house. If you don't build your house, you will have nothing. And help him. So maybe your house is not going to be so beautiful as you wanted it, but you will have a whole nice neighborhood around you. And that's the secret of understanding what is this all about. First of all, to understand this world is limited, and we all know it. The world, the real world, is the next world. That's the real world. And what we prepare here for the next world, that's what we're going to get. So some people enjoy life. They go on holidays all the time. They buy nice clothes. They cars, houses. They don't care about mitzvahs. They don't care about anything else. So what's going to happen to them? When they got there, God is going to show them their empty plot. Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek la'olam haba. Everybody's got a part. But what part? What part? Imagine that you come and you see your part, nothing there.
Rav Aaron Leib Sterman, this world is only a corridor to the next world.
Yes. So in other words, if we don't take it in our mind that this world is temporary, we have to build our next world. And then also, those who sit in the yeshiva and do all those mitzvahs for themselves, and they don't care about all the others, are they right? They are also wrong. Very wrong. Because what they're going to get is the feeling of loneliness, of being alone, no friends, no nothing. We are talking here in physical terms in order to understand, but that's what's going to happen to them because they didn't do the right thing. Because the right thing is to understand and prepare yourself in this world to the next world. And a part of this is, don't take care only on yourself. Take care about your friends.
Can I say it?
Yes.
I just recount what I did last year. I had a second flat in Hertsley and I sold it. I lost the rental income, which is a bit hard, you know. But I divided up the proceeds. I paid all the expenses. I divided up the proceeds between my heirs. I made a pre... in the same proportions as my will.
Yes.
And now also my daughters, my three daughters, etc. One daughter said my two granddaughters gets her share. And now what's happened? They've all been able to move into accommodation which they never could have had the money for. And today my granddaughter in Netanya is celebrating Hinukapayas. She had six children in a 50 square metre flat. And now she's moved into it in a very bad district, very noisy. Now she's moved into a very old flat. They've been able to renovate it. Her husband's got a good job, but they didn't have enough just to tip the balance, you know. And now today will be the Hinukata by it.
Baruch Hashem, Mazel Tov. Mazel Tov.
All right, I don't travel anymore. And I can live simply, so, you know,
Baruch Hashem. But that's exactly people. We have to do the right calculation. We have to also understand that not everything that looks from outside brilliant and sparkling is really what it is. And we, unfortunately, sometimes take things as granted. And this is also one of the problems. When we wake up in the morning, we have the power to get up, and we have the eyes to see, and the mouth to speak, and legs to walk. We have to say thank you to God for everything. Everything we've got. And sometimes you don't realize it. You know, a lot of times, you know, for example, last week I hardly could speak. It's God showing you, telling you, what do you think? The power of speech is there for you and you'll have it and like you take it as granted? No, I'll show you. If I want, you won't be able to speak. And that's in everything in life. Also, we have to understand that things that we see in our eyes are not always the real thing. What does it mean? A few years ago, I think maybe last year, I went to the cemetery in Netanya. My wife wanted to visit her father's grave. And when we get there, there is this poor guy coming to us. He wants tzedakah. But I am a yeker. As a yeker, I'm very strict about certain things. And I'm very strict about who do I give tzedakah. And I don't give everybody. And those who ask, I normally don't give them. Why? For whatever reason, I don't know who he really is. And I give tzedakah to one that I know that he really needs it. And I once told you, it's like if somebody comes you to the street, in the middle of the street, and gives you a diamond. And he tells you, this diamond is worth 100,000 shekel. And I'm going to sell it to you for 2,000 shekel. Would you buy it?
No.
Why not?
Because
it cannot be. It cannot be. Or you're going to take it and check it. But definitely, you're not going to buy it just like this. The same way is the mitzvah. A mitzvah is not, it's a diamond. So you buy it like this, you don't check what it is, so you didn't do a mitzvah. A mitzvah, you have to check what you're doing. Not just doing it, oh, I did it. That's not the idea. The idea is you have to give to the poor. And if that is not poor, you didn't do any mitzvah. Maybe other people think otherwise, but this is, unfortunately, if you look at it and you check it, then you will realize that a lot of those people are not really poor.
Do you know what happened to me? There was a guy looking desperate and he asked me for tzedakah, and then I gave him some Marnian, and he started blessing me. So I said, and also tzaddikim among the goyim, I said, to be blessed. So then he starts off with a Kabbalah Shia. And then I realized that prayer guy is completely crazy. Now you give stock at organizations. Only give stock to the organizations that which
or,
are encouraged by the
yeah, or to somebody that you know. And I tell you, there is also a problem here. I told you once before, I had this guy that I know that he had a business and he lost the business and he really needs stock. The problem is that the year go by and he didn't do anything because he got used to get stuck. And this is also a problem. So it's not so simple. It's like, you know, we have to be very careful with those things. And, you know, I remember him the first when he was collecting money, he was ashamed. And today, he stands up and shouts, I need this, and I need that, and I need it. And I'm still giving it to him because I know he needs it. But unfortunately, maybe I'm also here doing a mistake. Because this is still a young guy who can go out and work. But when he gets the money, he's not going to work. He's going to stay the same position. It's very complicated. That's why you should give, for example, if it's food, no problem. If you can help somebody with a job, the best thing you can. But we have to think about what we're doing. Anyway, this guy, I didn't give him anything. When we come out, he's asking us for a train. Can you take me home? I live here nearby. Says, that's no problem. This I will do if you're rich or poor, doesn't matter. That's Gmilut Chasadim. No problem. That's the power of Gmilut Chasadim. Gmilut Chasadim you can do to poor, to rich, to dead, to life, to everybody. So we're taking him.
I just want to say one more thing. Sometimes I get phone calls from stock organizations asking me for my credit card number. So I tell them, please send me a letter.
This you have to be very careful because some of them are, don't give your credit card number on the phone. This is very dangerous. Because some of them take the credit card and who knows what they're going to do with it. Be very careful with this. Anyway, this guy, take right, take left, take right. He brings me to this area with villa. All private homes, beautiful homes. This beggar takes to them. He says, okay, here I live. I said, what's going on here? So when I was driving, I looked in the mirror to see if he really lives there. And yes, he's going on. Imagine to yourself, this guy looks like a beggar, begs for money in the graveyard, and the guy lives in a villa. Now, I'm not going to go, what are his reasons? You know, sometimes people they've got a scratch in their head, you know, I don't know what. Or maybe he collects money for somebody else, or maybe he's enjoying the idea of, let's say, disguise himself as a poor guy and ask for money and see how it works. I don't know why, but something definitely I learned. Things are not as they look. And this is very important. Now, we must not judge people. We have to understand that not everything we see is really the right picture. Sometimes it's the wrong picture. Now, because we're standing really near Rosh Hashanah, and everybody's talking about tshuva, doing tshuva. And as we said, first of all, be a part of the congregation. Secondly, one of the problems of tshuva is when we think about it, Nitzavim says, or Chaim HaKadosh, Nitzavim is also from the language of standing on top of things. In other words, be in charge. Says, or Chaim HaKadosh, if you have people underneath you, you have to help them. If they're going wrong, you have to fix them. And if you don't fix them, it's not only fixing yourself, as we said, it's fixing also them. But it all starts, first of all, stand on yourself. Judge yourself. Check yourself. How are you behaving? What are you doing? And sometimes you look at yourself and you see the situation, you tell yourself, wow, I cannot do anything. This is a big problem. I don't know what to do. How am I going to make it? How am I going to do it? It's difficult. So what do we do? One of the important things is, Yetzer Hara always shows us a bad picture. It's a waste of time. You are lost. You are a Russia. You're evil. You did so many bad things. No chance. And you go with it. You look at yourself, say, yes, I did this, I did that. So the first thing to know is, you know, we a few months ago, already more than half a year, we took all the stuff from one warehouse and put it in another warehouse. And there was there a flood, and there were a lot of things damaged. And when we took it, there was a whole big mess. And you really didn't know what you've got and you haven't got. And it looked very terrible because some of the boxes were open. And you know, when people ordered something, it took us hours to find it, if we found it. So then we said, this is impossible. We have to start and organize things. So we start to organize things and put the legs here, this there, and suddenly we found out that the damage is not so terrible. When we started organizing the thing, we found, for example, chairs, we found the seat here, but then we found the legs, then we found the back, and then we had a whole chair. And suddenly we found things that we didn't even think we've got. And that's the same with Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara makes a whole mumble jumble and we don't know what's going on. We see all black. No. Take your time. Organize. What is the situation? Don't forget for a minute. We always look at the bad with it. We should also look at the good with it. It says, "Afilu poshei Yisrael meleim mitzvot kerimon." Even the criminals of Am Yisrael, they are full with mitzvahs. So, in order to stand in front of God in the right way and doing the right thing is, first of all, as we said, don't be alone. Alone, go back to the parsha. If you're still thinking about it, go to the last parsha and see all those curses. And you realize standing alone is no good. Now when you understand that we are all one, we stand together. That's the first thing. Then, of course, you have to do something about tshuva. So as we said, when we're taking care about each other, God is also going to take care about us. If you have mercy on your friends, God is going to have mercy on you. And by the way, it's very interesting. This is from Midat Adin, not Midat Chesed. Because if you stand in front of God, God is acting Midah keneged Midah. He tells you, the way you act, I will act. You are going to be bad, I'm going to be bad. You are going to be good, I'm going to be good. In other words, when I stand in front of God and tell Him, you know, this guy insulted me, but I forgave him. So God is going to tell you, if you forgive him, I forgive you. This guy I helped, you helped him, I'm going to help you. That's the system. And then, don't get frightened from what Yetzer Hara is doing to you, telling, wow, look what you did. Organized things. And look for the mitzvahs you did. Because in order to do the right thing, think good will be good. Think bad, going to be bad. So we have to think good, because who is going to judge us? You know this story with this guy who got invited. He got summoned to the court, and he did a terrible thing, and he was really frightened. So he's taking those lawyers, and the day of the trial, he cannot even stand straight. He's white. He doesn't know what's going to happen. And the lawyers, they try to make him relax him. Says, oh, calm down, it's okay, we're with you. And they sit in the court and he's white and he looks terrible, really looks terrible. The judge comes in and this guy starts laughing. So the lawyer said, stop. This is not a game, you know, you did some serious things you did. Stop laughing. And he laughs. He says, if you go and laughing, I'm leaving the place. I cannot defend you. You know what is that? Is a chutzpah. You know, you're standing in court, in front of the court, in front of the judge, and you're laughing in his face. And he keeps going on. So he says, you know what? I'm going, no, it's okay. He says, what's okay? Why are you laughing? He says, you know what the judge is? It's my father. This is a story, but that's the real truth. We are going to stand in front of who? Who is going to judge us? Our father. Our Father in heaven. But we have to show Him that we are His children. And if we show Him that we are His children, with love to each other, with doing good deeds, then we can smile. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll all be dikatev, letiva, v'chatima tova, Be'ezrat Hashem.